Saturday within the octave of Easter, year C, 2022. We are at the last day of the Easter octave, and the gospel selection shows it. This addition to the 16th and last chapter of Mark's gospel comes from the second century and shows us that people were very unsatisfied with the original ending of the gospel. You will recall that the gospel ends with the angel, a messenger of God, saying to the women who had come to the tomb, "Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." But they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is a fascinating gospel ending. Women who received a visitation from an angel disobey the injunction of the angel. And that's how the gospel ends. The other three gospels have wonderful stories of appearances of the risen Jesus, but Mark does not. So today's selection shows how the early church dealt with this lacuna. The text offers us bare summaries of encounters with the risen Jesus that are offered in more elaborated forms in Matthew, Luke, and John. There is mention of an appearance to Mary of Magdala, and then to two folks who are returning to the countryside, probably a reference to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. And then there is mention of Jesus appearing to the disciples when they were at table. This could be an allusion to the story in Luke, which we heard last Thursday. This tacked-on section lacks the drama and detail of the narratives of the other Gospels. What can we learn from this insertion of material seemingly to correct an important omission in one of the four Gospels? What I'm in touch with is the humanity of this whole process that we call tradition with a capital T. We believe that the Holy Spirit is the ultimate bearer of this process of passing on what believers have received as revealed by God for our salvation. But we also know that the recipients of revelation, and by revelation I mean most fundamentally God's self-communication, God's self-sharing with us in Christ, is a very human process indeed. We will never clearly understand why Mark's gospel ended the way it did. One of the intended or unintended effects of that ending on later readers was to make clear to them that they needed to go forth and witness to the good news of Jesus' resurrection. The silence of the women could not be the last word. But I have to say that I find it regrettable that women are put in this light at the very end of the gospel, after we are told earlier in Mark's gospel that they are the ones who were present at some distance, but present to Jesus during his passion and death. God's revelation, which is not first of all a set of truthful propositions, but as God's giving God's own self away to us, God's own being given to us, God's own life and love poured out on us, is always received according to the mode of the recipients. Meaning that the way we human beings interpret the meaning of God's giving God's self to us will be necessarily filtered through our own minds, our own suppositions, our own perspectives, and the cultures which we inhabit. We believe that, thanks to the gift of the Holy Spirit, we will receive God's life and love, and the interpretations the church comes to will not mislead us. But the interpretations will also contain limitations and suppositions that are part and parcel of the human condition. This is an important implication of the mystery of incarnation, of God becoming truly human.